You know, it was really nice for these guys to got a good win and got five turnovers today, which was very important. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. It's probably the difference in the game. We created some opportunities in special teams. You know, those guys done a really nice job running the football against us and created some explosive plays there. But with the turnovers, we were able to keep them out of the end zone. You know, we had too many penalties today, too many dead ball penalties, and we've definitely got to eliminate that. It was good. We got to play a lot of guys. And it's good for them to kind of see where they're at, because they'll know the mistakes that they made in the game and the things that they done the right way. So I don't know how many guys we played, but we had an opportunity to play a whole lot of guys, so that was good for those guys. You know, we definitely improved from last week to this week. You know, especially to me, I thought on the offensive front, you know, playing Darnell Wright at guard for the first time, Kayron Calvert at tackle. It was good to get both of those guys out there. Jameer Johnson was a little banged up, so we held him out today. So we got the two young quarterbacks in. It's good lessons for them. They done some good things, and they made some mistakes. So, you know, they'll learn from it and get better with it. And got a couple of wide receivers in and some young old linemen. So it was a good day. We got to be more consistent on both sides of the ball. And we'll do that the more these guys get an opportunity to play. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Steve, Austin, Wes.
The turnovers, how much of that was the mentality of your team being more forceful and forcing this, and how much of it was just the level of competition?
Well, we've not really changed the way we've coached. You know, it seems like when you get turnovers, sometimes it comes in bunches, but there's a certain attitude and way that you play that, to me, that indicates, you know, whether you get turnovers or not. If you're running around hitting people, or you get your hands up and you bat balls, if you've got a lot of people swarming and peppering the ball carrier, there seems to be more balls out. We got a couple interceptions today, which was good, a couple of fumble recoveries, which was good, and we took care of the ball on offense, which is just as important. I know we had the one pick that we were they got a personal foul on, and should have stuck the ball on him. The guy was open, just missed the throw. So, but we've got to take care of the football, and we've got to get be opportunistic on the defensive side.
Austin and Wes.
Well, with Jameer out, Wanye was going to play tackle, and Trey guard, Brandon center. And you know, Kayron had a really good spring and fall camp. He's not had an opportunity to play a lot in the last couple of years because he's been injured, but he's a guy that has some talent. He's a big physical guy that can kind of move folks. He missed the first couple of practices, or maybe the first four practices, getting ready to play Georgia State, so we wasn't really as comfortable putting him in the game then. And he's worked hard and improved. So, you know, it's tough on Darnell. It's probably easier to go from guard to tackle. The game slows down out there. It's probably a little tougher to go from tackle to guard, especially with a guy that's really in his whole life has played tackle. But we just felt like this was the best way to get a good combination on the field.
Wes and Jimmy.
Jeremy, can games like today's for Jeremy Banks, can they help him maybe convince him what y'all see about him maybe being a linebacker down the road, or is that still going to be a process?
Well, you know, I told him when he intercepted that first one that the first guy tackled him. You know, so most good running backs make the first one miss. So I made sure to point that out. You know, I'm glad Jeremy got to play, and he's a guy that, kind of along with a lot of younger guys, just what it takes to be a good football player at the collegiate level, the time that you have to put in on your own to get prepared. It comes with maturity, and it comes with being around guys that know how to get it done the right way, you know, talking about other players, right? So he's a guy that continues to improve, and I'm glad to see he was in the right spot one time. The second time he probably didn't have near as good a coverage, but it was good to see that. And he's a guy, it's one thing about it, guys that handle the ball in high school that play defense, they get turnovers. They're used to handling the ball, and you see that with a running back getting two interceptions today.
Jimmy, then Caleb in the back.
Jimmy, Tyler Bird came here as a highly recruited player. He really has contributed a lot on offense. How gratifying was it to see him block that punt?
You know, Tyler's one of our best special teams players. You know, all I can attest to is since I've been here, guy works hard, does everything that we ask him to do. You know, he's got some pretty good guys playing in front of him. He's a good team player, plays on the kickoff cover team, kickoff return team, punt team, and punt return team. So if you add all those snaps up today, that's a lot of ball, you know. Plus he played some offense today. So he's a guy that plays his role and plays it at a very high level for us, and we need more guys like him to step up and do that.
Caleb, then Blake and Mike.
Well, it definitely helps when you choose to play on offense to start the game and you fumble the ball the second play. That don't help, you know. When you choose to take the ball on offense and you run the opening kickoff back 65 yards, that helps. And then the next time they get the ball, you block a punt and scoop and score. It helps a lot, right? So, I think the key of the drill is if when you're on offense, take care of the ball. And create explosive plays, and on defense, get the ball. You know, don't. To me, I think that's kind of what we're talking about, right?
Blake and Mike,
Jeremy, what do you think this win today will do, maybe for the confidence of the team going into next week's game?
I think it's good for our guys to win. You know, you look at our football team, the makeup of them. That's the in the last three seasons, that's the 10th win, right? Okay, so the guys that have been here for 3 and 4 years have not had a lot of success, and they need it, you know. We have lots of guys in our locker room that are young kids that are used to winning, you know. So, and maybe these guys were, some of our older guys were used to it when they were in high school, right? But the one thing that you never want to get is where winning doesn't bother you, okay. It bothers me. All right, I can't sleep at night, all right? And I probably make everybody in our building miserable because of it. I know I do at home, all right, but we got to get our players to where that's the way they are, and I think we've got a lot of them in our program that are that way.
Mike.
Jeremy, what did you see from JT and Brian today? Do you feel like either one of them has made a case to be the backup, or is that still a weak thing?
No, I mean, they both done some good things in the game. And they both made some horrible decisions in the game, you know. So, which is expected, right? I mean, that's their first opportunity. That's why we've been wanting to get them out there, we'll see. We'll check the film, see who was the most consistent, and see where we're at. But I didn't see much out there that separated them today.
Rob and then Patrick.
Coach, no matter who the competition is, how beneficial is it to get a game like that on tape?
Well, it's good that we got to play a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys played today that hadn't played in the first two games. It's good that we got Daniel Batuli to play. He needed to play. And, you know, he's probably not 100% yet, but he needed to play, and he'll get better. He's really improved a lot in the last 3 or 4 days. So that was good for him to get out there and get going. But there's a lot of guys out there. I saw a guy just that flashed to me just out there at the end of the game, Tyce Fields. They handed the ball off, and he looked like a streak in there. You know, he's running to the contact, right? Do you see that in practice? Absolutely. But – you know, he's a young guy that started off as a corner and moved to safety. So he's still learning what to do. But one thing he does have figured out, and we saw it today, is to go get the ball, right? So that's a good thing. He's a guy that we need to probably play on special teams. So there's lots of little bitty things that we can look at. You know, we played Elijah Simmons and Kingston Harris and Jackson Lampley. And so we can see how some of these guys did.
Last one, then Caleb. Patrick, Brent, Jesse.
Jeremy, how did you think kind of Jared just kind of handled the whole week? What did you see from him today? And it was it the plan to get Ryan in on the third series? And if that was the plan, why was that plan to get him in so early?
Well, I think you guys probably give yourselves more credit probably than you deserve. You know, the rest of us, we ain't really worried about what you say when it comes to our quarterback and all that. All right, so we just went just business as usual. Jared's our quarterback, okay, and he'll be our quarterback until, you know, we decide that he's not, okay, but he deserves to be our quarterback. He's outplayed everybody, and, you know, as far as playing the other guys, we've been wanting to do that since the first game, you know, so we put Brian in because we had a few more run plays for Brian, which you saw probably later on in the game. That had nothing to do with who's out practice who. You know, the last two weeks, we were going to put JT in the game first, but Brian had a few run plays in there that we were going to let him do, so we decided to go that route.
Last couple, Brent, Jesse.
Coach, over here, three games in, what do you know about your football team as you get ready for this gauntlet? What do you know about
this team? Well, you know, at wide receiver, okay, I know what we're going to get, right? You know, with Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway. The other positions, we're still learning a little bit about ourselves. We're still kind of creating the identity of who we are on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, kind of the same way. You know, I'd say in the first 3 weeks, Henry Toto's played as good as anybody, right? But we're looking for consistency from a bunch of different players. And we've got a bunch of them that there's not much difference in. You know, maybe some of them have been here for 3 years and they have probably a little more knowledge of what we're trying to get done. And maybe some of them been here for 6 weeks and they're trying to learn on the fly, right? So, but our whole football team has got to, we've got to continue to be technical. We've got to coach effort. We've got to coach toughness. We've got to have a good understanding of what we're trying to get done in all three phases, and we got to find some consistency. That's what good football teams do, so that's what we're working to do.
Final question, Jesse.
Bro, you noted earlier that Daniel's not 100%, but how much did it just kind of help the rest of the defense that he was out there? Kind of, we saw multiple times him getting guys lined up. You know, did you see that from the sidelines? Did you think it kind of made a tangible difference, even the snaps he was out there?
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a problem getting lined up since the first game. You know, and some of that was based off we didn't work a lot of it, right? They created some issues that we hadn't seen. But, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, is a signal caller for us and has a good understanding. He's been here since day one, so he does a nice job with it. But I feel like our other linebackers do too.